the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Why? I don't know.
They ain't got our talent.
They ain't got our talent. Thank you very much, bud. That was exactly the answer I was looking for. By the way, this just in, Arizona State 37, Missouri 30, which I know will come as great comfort to Pastor Rennick, who we just had on this last hour. I, on the other hand, yes, even though I'm a West Coast boy, I was rooting for Missouri just because that's the kind of guy I am. Born to piss off people here in Arizona. No, I'm joking. But I sort of was. Maybe it's because I don't like Dennis Erickson. I don't know what it is. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and I just got off to a little light sidebar there. In a moment, we're going to have on Mr. Atwan Fanin. He is the brother of Raj Fanin, a businessman here in Southern California that we've had on as a news contributor on issues relative to the Middle East, to business and trade with the Middle East, and certainly issues regarding terrorism. We had his brother Raj on talking about the so-called Ground Zero Mosque. We're going to talk with Atwan about a flag controversy out in front of his business. 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And when you go over there, please pick up a backstage pass. You can get access to the largest archive of any single radio show on Earth in the history of the world. And we're not exaggerating. It is the largest single archive of any radio show in the history of the world. Ours. Ours. We have more hours of our radio show than anybody's got of anybody else's. And it's there on our website. And I suggest you go over and get a backstage pass. You can also watch our live streaming video of the show. Bringing up here from Riverside tonight, I know that we've had a lot of people at different functions tonight. Atwan Fanin is the brother of Mr. Raj Fanin. Raj Fanin, who is a businessman here in Southern California, has a, I believe, an insulation business for aircraft. Mr. Atwan Fanin is a motorcycle dealer. You sell ATVs and so forth, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. This is a part of my family business, as a matter of fact. My brother Raj is a partner in this, and we've had this since we came to this country.
When did you guys all arrive?
We came here in 1990.
So you've been about 20-plus years?
Yes, sir.
And this is a... what is the name of your business? Because I know we're going to be talking about it.
It's called Coastal Motors.
What is it?
Yes, sir. It's called Coastal Motors.
Coastal Motors.
Yes, sir.
And that's in Riverside?
No, sir. I'm in Riverside tonight for a family function, but...
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. My business is in Sherman Oaks, California.
Okay, so you're out here in Los Angeles. Now, the question that I have for you is, you and your brother, and I think members of your family, you've been very outspoken on our show and on other programs as news contributors concerning America, America's role before 9/11, America's role since 9/11. I want to clear up right away. You're not anti-American, correct?
No, sir. That would be stupid of me to be anti-American. I've gotten a good life in America. I'm not a citizen, but because I am an Egyptian citizen, and I'm here with a work permit and a business that I run, which I have American partners, you know. But no, I'm not opposed to America. This is a malicious kind of thing that is said about the people from the Middle East. If you criticize America, you know, you must be a terrorist or anti-American, you know.
Well, I mean, you have a nephew, Raj's son Todd, who was born here, correct?
My nephew Todd is an American citizen.
Okay, but he doesn't speak English.
He refuses to speak English. He speaks Arabic. Because until America, addresses certain problems and certain conditions.
How old is your nephew, by the way?
He is about just turned 9 years old.
And here's a boy that's 9 years of age, and he's intelligent enough to make certain decisions regarding international politics.
Yeah.
And speaks English, but refuses to speak English at home.
Yeah, he only speaks English with his schoolmates in his school and classmate.
All right, let's get to the question at hand here. You had, outside of your business, you have flags that you fly.
We fly American flag, yeah.
But you were not flying an American flag on one, but you were flying an American flag on one particular morning, but you had another flag, right?
Yes, sir. My brother Raj had spoken to you and to other members of the media that it's been our feeling as a family that America probably would be better served if the American people pay more attention to the the policies of their government, the politicians that they elect, the Congress people, the policies of America, international diplomacy. They would be better if they paid attention to that than to the all-consuming interest that America seems to have in fast food restaurants, you know.
Now, I remember your brother Raj coming on and talking about Americans having more interest in Wendy's burgers and McDonald's than anything else. You share that?
Oh, yeah, I do, because, if you talk to the average American, they know more about what's on a Wendy's menu or what is going to be... what coupons they have. I was at a friend's house, an American friend of mine, who is also one of my salesmen. He worked for me at Costa Mores, and he said, "Hey, hold on a minute. I've got pizza coupons. Let me see what I've got." He goes into his drawer, and he has coupon after coupon after coupon for pizza, for hamburger, for it's a chicken, you know. And I said, "Man, you..." you have more, knowledge of...
All right, so he has a lot of coupons.
Well, yeah, he has more... Well, the point is he has more knowledge, of a Wendy's and chili, what's new on an In-N-Out hamburger menu than he has, about his own country.
Okay, so having seen all of that, what did you do at your business... I think it was a week ago today. Was it last Friday?
No, it's Monday.
Okay, what did you do?
Well, as my way of, and I didn't mean any disrespect, I know that 9/11 was wrong. There's no way to justify what the terrorists did on 9/11. I don't justify that at all. My way of observing the 9/11 was we got a McDonald's flag. They have... I think that my niece was able to procure because she works at a McDonald's part-time or she's going to junior college, so she got a McDonald's flag.
Now, what does a McDonald's flag look like?
Yes, sir. It's red and it has the, the golden arches, in the middle of it.
Okay, so that's like the McDonald's flag we see flying outside of the...
Yeah, they have on the different restaurants, yeah.
Okay. What did you do with that flag?
What I did with it is I flew it up a flagpole above the American flag,
And now you know that that is considered to be disrespectful to the American flag.
Well, yeah, but it's not the same as burning it. I would never burn a flag,
But you did know that flying any flag above the American flag in our country, according to the protocols that we observe with our flag, is considered to be disrespectful.
No, I didn't think it was disrespectful.
You don't know that it's considered that way?
Well, what it's considered to be, I'm saying I wasn't being disrespectful. I was just saying, hey, look, Americans are more interested in a extra large, jump, interested in a number six, make it large, supersize a number six for me, than they are to America. Right?
I understand you were not, you don't in your mind think you were being disrespectful, but you know that other Americans, particularly the man that cut your flag down, and that's what we're getting to, who is a military veteran, correct?
Well, he said he had been in the American Army.
And this guy pulls over and cuts your flag down.
Yeah, this was a man that I thought, quite frankly, Mr. Henry, was going to attack me. He had on him a big knife, looked like a 7-8-inch blade, that he had in a scabbard of some kind, and pulled it out. And I'm standing in front of my dealership, and I see this man coming to me with a knife, And I was at that moment terrified. I was terrified. And
well, what did he do? He cut the flag down?
He went over, he cut the flag down. Yeah, he cut the American flag down. He did not cut down a McDonald flag. He cut down an American flag and took it with him.
So he took the flag with him, and did he say anything?
No, he just said, I'm an Army veteran. I'm going to take this flag. And that's about all I remember him saying. Now, look, I want to say something because, there's free speech, in America, and I'd like to say this. I wasn't burning no flag. I didn't do anything that was going to disgrace or disrespect America. You tell me that the American people are offended if a flag is flown above it. Well, that's news to me, because...
Well, wait a minute. You knew that when you flew that McDonald's flag above the American flag, you were going to make some people angry.
No, I mean, I thought... I didn't think it was disrespectful.
You knew that you were going to make some people angry, though, is the point I'm making.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not responsible for other people. The whole point of what I was trying to say was that McDonald's flag is probably more respected than American flag. That's the point I say.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445 with Atman Fanin. He is a businessman who flew a McDonald's flag above an American flag at his business a week ago. And a man pulled over and cut it down, an Army veteran. That's what he claimed, right?
Yeah, that's what he claimed.
Do you know the guy? Has he talked to you since?
No, he's not talked to me, but he stole my flag,
Well, he stole your flag. I suppose in the minds of some members of the military, that flag belongs to them,
I don't see how you say that, but okay. I mean, I bought the flag,
Well, you bought the flag, but in so displaying it, it's customary, I think, in the minds of some of our military that flag is something they protect, and they will protect it even if it belongs to somebody else.
Well, Mr. Henry, that's all very nice, and it makes probably for a good script for the movies or something, but...
It happens to be a fact.
All right, but, I mean, here's another fact. The McDonald's flag that I flew above American flag... Let me tell you something right now. It's probably more representative of what America believes to get a big cheese. They know more about ground beef and chicken leg and thighs and everything than they would about the American flag. So that was the point I was making.
Well, you found out, and hold the line, you found out, Mr. Fanin, that you might be making that point, but it was lost on at least one man who cut your flag down. So he had a flag, folks, a McDonald's flag flying above an American flag, and along comes a guy, an Army veteran, and gets out of his car, cuts the flag down, takes it with him. Mr. Fanin believes he's practicing free speech. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and probably it isn't so much an argument about the flags as it is about this idea. We know more about McDonald's fast food than we do about our own country. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
You know what I mean? Get a super size or something like that.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Joining me this evening is Atman Fanin. Mr. Fanin is the owner of a motorcycle and ATV dealership in Sherman Oaks, California, where last week, as a form of political protest, he had a McDonald's fast food flag that he was flying above the American flag on a flagpole in front of his dealership. You're fully aware of the fact that there are people that consider that to be insulting. A member of the military came by, or a veteran.
He was a veteran. That's what he said, he was a veteran.
He was a veteran of the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
Came by and cut the flag down and took it with him. And you consider that to be an infringement of your free speech? And
I don't know. Maybe it was infringement on my free speech. Maybe it's just theft. He took the flag. But I was trying to make a bigger issue, you know, that my brother, who's been on your show, Raj, who's here, and I know you want to speak to him.
Well, I want to get him on, yeah, in a minute. But you guys are essentially making the same point, which is that the fast food, and Americans are addicted to fast food.
Yeah, here, Raj, tell him, hey, Phil, how are you?
Good, Raj, how are you?
I'm very good. I've brought my son Todd is with us, and I said to Atwan, you know, this bastard took his flag, you know, and I know you don't like me to say these words, bastard, but this bastard who took the flag, to my way of thinking, you know, is not interested in facing our reality, you know. And Todd, what did you say? That's my son, you know, he doesn't speak English except at school, you know.
No, I know that. What did he say?
You want me to tell you? Yeah, I don't, hey, Phil, this is the one. I don't think you want him to tell you.
What did he say?
He said that the man who took the flag is a bastard. The man who took the flag is a bastard, you know.
Is that something you want to teach your son?
Well, yeah. Hey, Phil, it's that one. Hey, that's my nephew, you know, and he should be taught to know the truth.
Let me talk to Raj. I'll talk to you guys one at a time, if you don't mind.
All right. Now, Phil, this is Raj. My son, Todd, I love him very much, you know. But when I tell him about this world that we live in, you know, and he comes back to me. He says, hey, Daddy, why are things the way they are? You know, why did, like with this man who took the flag, you know, or these bastards who don't want to face that they eat a fast food, you know. Or these bastards that spend more time at a chicken place or a chili lounge, you know. Todd, what you said, they're motherless, you know.
They're motherless. Why do you let your son use these terms?
Because these bastards, if you don't allow these children to see the world as it is, these bastards are going to try to sell this American idiom they use, a bill of goods, you know, that's what they're going to try to do. And my brother had a flag that he bought himself, American flag. And he had a McDonald's flag. And he was to making a political statement, too, that everyone in America gets to make. And yet what he made, his political statement about people in America, these dogs... These are motherless dogs who spend more time want to supersize a chili dish. You understand?
You know, I'm a little bit shocked that you're teaching your son to say these motherless dogs and these bastards. Okay?
No, it is it's perfectly acceptable in my culture for the children to speak the honest truth. Okay?
And yeah, but you're saying these bastards want to do what? Supersize a chili dish?
Yeah, rather than learn something about the world and the Middle East and the places that we live and everything, you know.
Do you think this is typical of Americans that we're more interested in food and fast food than we are about the world?
I think for most Americans, yes. I think most. I'm not saying every American. I think that most Americans are more interested in supersizing a cheese, I don't know what these dishes, a cheese dog. They want to supersize me, supersize. That's what they do. And these bastards, one minute a bastard wants to go and get a chicken dish, and the next minute the same bastard is ripping my brother's flag down, you see.
That guy that you keep, you know.
No, wait, you just went, that. I think you got to not be less nervous.
I'm not nervous. The guy that you just called a bastard was a U.S. Army veteran who was angry that flag was being displayed underneath a McDonald's flag.
I know that, but I don't understand how that is relevant to what we're discussing. What we're discussing...
It is considered a major insult that the protocol of the American flag is not observed by members of the military, by certain Americans like myself, because I grew up the son of an Army man, and people like, you know, there's certain people that get very angry when they see the flag mishandled. But, you know, if you want to say, hey, there's bigger issues, all right, there's bigger issues. Let's talk about it. And you guys are protesting America's ignorance, okay?
I'm not protesting America's ignorance. I'm protesting America being addicted to a chili supersize and supersize a chicken dish when they should be more What he's saying, my brother is saying America is not educated except for fast food.
Right. And you've made that point before on the show. Okay. We'll be right back here. Raj Fanin is with us now, along with his brother Atwan Fanin, his son Todd. And we're talking about this McDonald's flag that his brother was flying above the American flag, and the notion that we know more about fast food than we know anything else here in America. The Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
America.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Raj Fanin. His brother Atwan Fanin is also joining us. And your son is there, Raj. This all began... And much of it began when you and I talked about your philosophy and the philosophy that many have in the Middle East, that Americans are essentially ignorant of world events because we spend most of our time, and you're very specific about this, at fast food restaurants.
Yes, that was mostly what I said to you, and I stand by that. I don't understand what you would say that this hates America. I don't hate America, you know, but I'm here to tell the truth, you know. I'm here to, you know, like they say, my son, Todd, is with me because my son is born in this country, but he's not wants to speak English. He's not want to speak English because as long as Americans are pretending that they know so much and they are real big shot, you know, walking around, and these bastards spend most of their time, you know, eating a chili dish. At one, you know, caramadores de tata. Hey, Phil, you know, this is Atwan. First of all, when I put the McDonald's flag in front of my dealership, I was just to make a statement that America is 10 years now after 9-11. 10 years after 9-11, the only thing that Americans have learned in any great detail, in any great depth, is... As stupid as it sounds, the only thing that they have learned in any great detail is whether they like a thin crust or a thick crust. You know, whether they want to.
The only thing America. Hold on for a minute. The only thing Americans have learned.
Yeah, whether they want a pepperoni, or they want a pineapple pizza. You know.
The only thing we've learned, and the respect that you have for this country, a country you do business in, a country that you make money in. A country that you've adopted at least part-time as your home. A country where you, Raj, educate your son. Okay?
Phil, look, my son refuses to speak English because he goes to American school, you know. And Todd tells Phil, and he will only speak Arabic. I will interpret. What do you think of American school? They're motherless dogs, you know.
Motherless dogs? Who are?
The students and the teachers and the parents are all dogs.
So, you know, this really angers me.
Well, I'm sorry. I my son doesn't lie, you know.
Oh, hold on for a minute, Atwan. I'll get to you in a minute. That angers the hell out of me. You're here. You got a son. He goes to our school. And the thing that he takes away from that and feels free to speak of on a radio show is that the teachers and the students and the parents are dogs. You guys fly a McDonald's flag to say that Americans are so ignorant, the only thing we know is deep dish pizza and where to supersize a chili dish. Our soldiers are dying to drive out of these countries, despots, dictators. You see what's happening in your part of the world. You look at these dictators that are being driven out.
No, hold on, Phil. You know, one thing at a time. You know, I'm going to have to argue with you about what your soldiers. I absolutely respect the American soldier. Don't get me wrong, you know. But what do you mean, despots and dictators? And
look what happened in your own country of Egypt. Look what the people of that country have demanded. They've driven Mubarak out of there.
Yes, I'm glad they drove Mubarak out of there. Yeah.
Well, what do you want in this place? You want an Islamic Republic? Huh?
That's not for me to decide. You know?
Yes, it is. You're a member. You're an Egyptian. Why wouldn't it be part of something that you would decide?
This hot one.
Go ahead.
Look, my brother, you know, is trying to say that a bastard that is more interested in how to get a deep dish, you know, or some bastard who has a...
What is it with you guys and this word bastard?
Oh, it doesn't mean anything bad. It's just like, it's the way we express ourselves in English. My nephew probably do better, you know. What did he say? Yeah, like a bastard is someone who doesn't have a father or mother, you know. They're motherless.
Yeah, motherless. I get that. Okay, so that's an insult too. So you're flying the McDonald's flag. That's an insult. So you guys, and I'm telling you, you're in the only country in the world that would put up with it as long as we put up with it.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by that? I mean, all I did was I put a McDonald's flag to say, and I think it's an essential point to say. That if you know more about, you know, who, you know, what Domino's is going to be offering next month as their deep dish special, you know more about that than about America and what's going on in the world, then of course I'm going to fly the McDonald's flag. And that man stole my flag.
877-876-PHIL. I eat fast food, not anymore, but I used to, and I still knew more about the rest of the world than probably the average person, and it didn't seem to affect my decision making at all. Here is Clarence. Go ahead, Clarence. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj and Atwan Fanin.
Yeah, I think it's very disrespectful when one wants to fly another flag above the United States flag in our own country with our soldiers dying to fight for freedom.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. For us to learn cultures of other countries when we're not in their country. They're in our country. They should learn
right.
to respect our country and our way of life. Just as I
right.
did when I was in the military in Germany. I had to learn their way of life and accept it.
Well, yes, sir. And, you know, I respect the American military very much. And I'm sorry, you know, about the McDonald's flag. What I was trying to say was that Americans are more like into, what do you call that, Big Mac or something? It's a Big
That's
Mac,
wrong.
Right?
That's totally wrong.
What's it called?
No, you're right about Big Mac.
Freedom. We've been fighting freedom for years. Big Mac ain't got nothing to do with freedom. A Big Mac is nothing
no.
but a cover-up story. For someone to have an argument over a mindless thing.
No, sir. Well, look, I mean, Big Mac, if you look and ask the average American, like we did a protest 2 years ago, my brother and I did a protest out in front of a chicken shack down here on Santa Monica Boulevard, okay, in California. And anyway, and we were saying, hey, what you going to do, go get a big bucket of drumsticks or something, man, while the whole world is burning down? And everybody's all like, they don't care.
Well, what kind of a
well,
protest
what?
Is
That's
that?
That's their right.
Huh? Well, yeah, I know it's their right. Yes, sir, I know that. But look, it's their right. You're saying it's their right to be stupid, and I agree with you, but shouldn't we not be stupid? Shouldn't we still get educated? Or do we just say it's your right to be stupid? I mean...
Well, wait just a second. I want to jump in here. You guys are down in front of a chicken shack.
Phil, this is right. It was in front of a... Colonel Kentucky, what do you call that? Kentucky Colonel.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, and people going in and out of this place, you know, and they're saying, and so we were giving them a hard time. Yeah, we just give them a hard time, say, hey, why don't you go get a big bucket, man, while the whole world is burning to the ground? What do you think about that, you know?
What do you guys care? What do you give a damn? You aren't even citizens. You're over here making a couple of bucks. You're going to go back to Egypt. What do you give a damn? All you want to do is stick it in and twist it, man. Now, here comes the anniversary of 9/11, which is going to be one of the most sacred days in the history of this country in years to come. And you guys want to stick it in and break it off with a McDonald's flag.
No, Phil, I'm saying in the 10 years since 9/11, why don't the American people learn something more about the world than a deep, you know, where to get a deep dish? How's that wrong? How's that bad?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Okay, Clarence, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. In the 10 years since 9/11, we have seen our country go to war against Afghanistan to topple the Taliban regime that gave aid and comfort to al-Qaeda, support, material aid. We went to war to finally take out a ward of the international community, Saddam Hussein, an illicit dictatorship that even the United Nations had essentially, put the hands on to go in, inspect, make sure that they didn't have weapons of mass destruction and everything else.
Well, I mean, you're talking about Iraq. Everybody knows that was like the wrong.
No, not everybody knows. Okay, maybe your friends and you.
Well, that's the wrong thing to do. If you talk to Todd. And
what has Todd got to do with it?
Hold on, Phil. Todd, what about Iraq War? Hey, Todd, I don't think you can say that.
What did he say?
Well,
what did he say?
I can't tell you. I'm sorry, I can't. He was dirty, Todd. That was dirty.
Well, so you're letting this kid say all kinds of vile things that you can't even interpret.
Bill, I'm sorry. I didn't know the kid. Todd, that's bad. Yeah, look, I'll punish the boy.
Well, I'm not asking you to punish him.
No, I'm a good father. Todd, you can't say that. Get your ass out of here.
Get out of here, you dirty.
Okay, you happy?
No, I'm not happy. I don't even know what the kid said.
Hey, Phil, this odd one. He said the MF...
MF.
Yeah, he said that George Bush, MF this, and Dick Cheney was MF, that kind of thing, you know. And so Raj just smacked him, you know. Yeah, I smacked him, you know, because if that's what you wanted. You know.
I didn't ask you to smack him.
Well, get out of here before I kick your ass. I don't care, Phil. What's the most important thing for me is to know that you and I have good relationship. I don't want to have ill feeling or bad feeling. I'll beat that kid, and I don't mean literally, but if it comes down between you and me, have a good relationship, or Todd with his big fat mouth, you know, I let the kid have his head. I let him speak Arabic at home because that's his political statement. He's a very intelligent boy, but I'm not going to let him come in here and disrespect. Do you understand what I'm saying, huh? I'll come over there. I will kick you so hard. I'll kick you so hard you'll die.
Hey, you know what, Raj? I don't like that kind of talk.
I mean it. You know, I don't mean it, no.
I don't like that kind of talk, okay? Do you understand?
I'm not going to have my son talk to you or anybody like that. I love America, too. I may be a little rough in the way I speak about America, but you hear what I'm saying, Todd? The what? You dirty... Hey!
What is going on?
I don't know. It's like, hey, come on, Todd. Get him off me! Get him off me! Hey, come on, Todd, get off him! Get off him!
What's going on there?
Why, you lousy? Hey, Phil, look, man, we better get Todd's all over his dad, right?
I'll tear your eyes out!
Hold on. Hold the phone. We'll be right back. We got to take a break. I don't know what's going on there. Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Some really, really angry things happening there at the Finneen home. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Somebody would help.
The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we continue with Raj Finneen, his brother Atwan Finneen. I'm very concerned what happened there, okay? And I have Atwan, can you tell us?
Yes, Phil, I did. We had a Todd got very angry, and he has a hyper boy. It's a sugar problem, you know. He's got an ADD and ADHD. Rush. Hey, Bill, what happened? My son decided that he was the big dog, you know, and that's not going to happen. And I told him to go with his mother, and they're going to go home now. And
well, it sounded to me like that your brother couldn't. Was there a fight?
Yeah, there was a fight. He got he's 9 years old, but he's a very smart boy, and so he got on top of me. I made the big mistake of letting him get me on the ground. And he got at one point he had me up off the ground. You can't ever do that in a fight. I don't know if you know, but
Wait. This is a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah.
What do you mean he had you up off the ground?
I mean, he had me up off the ground. He had like almost like a chokehold. And as you know, if you are in any kind of fight, the minute your opponent gets you off the ground, he's got you from behind, and you're off the ground, you're a dead man. You're a dead man walking. And so I had to do something, and I kicked him in the crotch.
Wait. This is a 9-year-old kid.
Yeah, I know that, but you have to understand. You have to take a stand with these kids.
What I don't understand is, how does a 9-year-old kid get you in a chokehold, lift you off the ground? This boy, you didn't ask my opinion, but I'm going to give you my opinion. This child is out of control.
You're telling me? I know that.
Well, you guys are letting this kid speak Arabic. He doesn't speak English at home. He's talking about his teachers being motherless dogs. He's talking about the president, MF this and MF that. And you guys are laughing about it. You think it's really funny.
Well, to the extent that this is my fault, you know, but his mother...
Don't give me this his mother thing, because every time I talk to you, he's with you. Okay, and now you're telling me this kid attacked you physically.
I told him to go to bed. To go to his mama. I said, Todd, go to your mama. And then he kicked me. And let me have the phone. No!
Don't start crying, okay?
What? Let me have the phone. Hey, Raj, don't cry. Raj, my brother is crying now. Still,
Let me get a phone call, okay?
All right.
Let's go over to line 3. We got Tim on the line. Hey, Tim, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Raj and Atwan Fadeen. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, it's great to be on your program. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to speak to either one of these gentlemen. I'm a United States Army veteran, and I was in Vietnam, and I've since been a businessman and a private citizen for many years, but I've never forgotten the things that I learned in the military, and I was in the U.S. Army. And are you two telling me that I'm supposed to stand by and watch as... Hold on for a minute, sir. I'm sorry.
What happened?
He kicked me in the balls. Yeah, he kicked him in the balls. So, who kicked who in the balls? What are you talking about?
Wait.
What are you laughing at?
Hold on for a minute. What happened?
It hurts, okay? God. Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, it hurt. Go ice him down, man. Hey, go ice him down. I'll talk to this guy.
Am I still on the air?
Yes, sir, you are. What happened was there was a fight.
No, I heard the fight. That's why I'm calling in.
All right. Now, what's up with your brother, Atwan?
I told him to go get a bag of peas, some of the frozen peas. Anything that got ice over here to ice it, he's got to ice it up. Hey, Raj. Ice it up. There you go. Yeah. More. Put more ice in the bag and there you go. He got to ice him down, man, because... what happened was, after he kicked Todd came around with found a chair and basically jammed the corner of the chair right up in there.
Wow! Are you trying to tell me, is this your nephew, sir?
Yes, sir. This boy's my nephew.
See, this has got nothing to do right now with the conversation that we were having about the military. This has got nothing to do with that. This is just plain raising a child properly. And I can tell you that if it had been me, I would not let any child manhandle me that way. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, when you put that McDonald's flag above the American flag, did you know it was going to make a guy like me angry?
Well, I knew that a lot of people... Look, it would not be a protest, you know.
Did you know it would make a guy like me angry?
No, I did, yeah.
Okay. What if I told you I was the guy that stopped and got that flag? What would you say?
You was?
No. No, I wasn't. But what if I pretended like I was? And I said, I've got your flag. What would you say then?
I don't know how I'm supposed to answer that.
What does that mean, sir? Were you the guy that took the flag?
No, I didn't take any flag.
Well, all right, so what is he supposed to say?
I'm asking him. What if I told you I was the guy who took the flag?
Well, I mean, I would say I'd like to have my flag back.
No, you can't have it back. I burned it.
Oh, wow, some veteran of American Army you are that you burn a flag.
I burned it because you had your oily hands on it. You desecrated it, so it had to be burned.
What?
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
What, do I got two guys crying tonight?
I'm not crying. I'm pissed. He put his oily hands on the American flag. To my way of thinking, that flag is no longer any good. I burned it.
Yeah, but you said you didn't burn it. You didn't...
I did burn it.
But no, but you didn't take it.
No, I didn't take it.
I don't...
Wait a minute.
That's all we have time for. Thank you, gentlemen. I hope Raj is okay. His son sounds like he's out of control. We'll be back with our news and information hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and R.C. Collins coming up next hour.
Phil Hendry.
I don't have the flag, but what if I did?